I'd like to start today by reading Psalm 51. This is a psalm David wrote after the prophet Nathan came to him after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are my God and Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous and burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Then I'd also like to read a little bit from 2 Chronicles. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As David said, our sin is always before God and against God only. We have done evil in His sight. We have been sinful from birth, sinful from the time we were conceived. 2 Chronicles says that if we, who are called by His name, humble ourselves, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, that He will hear us from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. This land and this generation needs God more than ever. God says He will heal our land, but He requires our repentance, our turning from our wicked ways. So then healing starts with us, who are called by His name, to repent of our sins, which we know, because of the law and the Holy Spirit that convicts us. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father God, we pray, we admit to you that we are a sinful people. We have been sinful from birth, since our very conception, and we confess our sins to you now. We pray and thank you for your great mercy that, and the promise that you have given us that you will forgive our sins and that you will heal our land. We pray and ask that you will heal our land. We pray that you would continue to watch over us. God, thank you so much for your great mercies, for the forgiveness we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.